Okay, Chevra. Basically, last time we learned, we covered a question about, let's say I write Aleph Aleph. If I write the letter Aleph twice, so what is the halacha? What happens if I write the letter Aleph twice? And we noted that the pashtus in the Gemara is that Aleph Aleph twice is a hava amina, that you're going to be chayiv according to Rabbi Shimon. But then the Gemara moved away from that, and you get an impression that Aleph Aleph twice is not at all going to be chayiv. And we raised the problem that Rashi in the Mishnah says that you are chayiv if you write Aleph Aleph, because the Mishnah says if you kosish de osios, bin biyamino, bin bismolo, bin mishemecha, bin mishte shemos, Rashi says mishemecha means I write shtehen alfen. That means according to Rashi, I'm chayiv if I write Aleph Aleph. So Rashi seems like he's against the Gemara. That was our question. Now we answered two ways. One answer that we gave is that you're chayiv if you write Aleph Aleph when your entire intention is to write Aleph Aleph. But if you intend to write more, so then you are not going to be chayiv. Right? That's what Reb Kiva Eger said. Then we gave a more... that's what the Rashash said. I'm sorry. Reb Kiva Eger says that you're chayiv when you write Aleph Aleph, because maybe the Tana of our Mishnah is disagreeing with the Braisa that's quoted in the Gemara. That's what Reb Kiva Eger said. That maybe we have a new Tana, there's a new opinion, and that's the opinion that's found in our Mishnah, and that is not at all the same as what the Gemara says. The Rashash, however, noted that maybe the Pshat in the Chiyuv of Aleph Aleph, according to Rashi, is that when you intend to only write Aleph Aleph, then you are going to be chayiv. However, if you intend to write more, then you're not chayiv. Right? That's what the Rashash said. And we pointed out that if the Rashash is correct, it's exactly the opposite of what the Rambam said. Correct? That's just, who wants to tell me what the Rambam said? Because I could review it, but like it's probably better if someone else speaks. Hi, Adina.
He says that you're only chayiv if you write the two letters as part of a bigger word. But if you were to just write Aleph Aleph by itself, then you wouldn't chayiv.
Right. I mean, the Rambam doesn't write that explicitly. The Rambam writes that if I intend to write a complete letter, right, niskavin lichtov igeres oshtar b'shabes, ein omrim lo yischayiv ze ad sheyashlem cheftzo, v'yichtov kol hashtar o kol ha'igeres, ela mishiyichtov shtei osios ischayiv. You get an impression that I'm chayiv if I intend to write a whole igeres, but I only write two letters, and I'm chayiv even if it is aleph aleph. That's the impression that you get from the Rambam, which means that when I intend to only write two letters, then I'm pater. When I intend to write more, then I'm going to be chayiv. This was our Rambam that Rabbi Yisrael Zalman noted. Correct? Now, what we suggested last time as a possible defense for the Rambam, which actually, as I was thinking about it, I like it more and more and more, we suggested as follows. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, that if I write Miksas Mishem HaMeforash, right, because of Aleph Lamed from Elokim, Yud Hei from Yud Kei Vav Kei, Eino Nimchak. The Ein Tzarich Lomar Yudke Shu Shem Bifnei Atmo Mipnei Shezeh Hashem Miksas Shem HaMeforashu. The Rambam writes that there is a chiyuv for writing what's called Miksas Shem HaMeforash. Now, it's hard to know exactly what the Rambam is referring to, but L'cha'ora, the Rambam holds that if I write a little bit of a letter, a little bit of a word, so we anticipate as if you wrote that entire word. So Miksas Shem HaMeforash is going to be Chayiv, because we anticipate what you will write after. Similarly, over here, for the Rambam, I'm intending to write an entire Shtar, and I write some of it, we anticipate what you will write afterwards, and you're going to be Chayiv. That's what the Rambam means. I'm Chayiv for Aleph Aleph when I intend to write more. Good? Now, let's flip it back. Why would Rashi not agree with this? Right, Rashi seems to be saying the exact opposite svara. According to Rashi, if I write Aleph Aleph, and all I intend to do is write Aleph Aleph, then I'm Chayiv. But according to the Rambam, if I write Aleph Aleph, and I only intend to write Aleph Aleph, then I'm Potter.
But, Mila versus,
speak to me.
And you actually hold that you'd be Chayiv for Sheyosios, because for letters, so the Rambam says you need the whole word, in which case...
So Rashi, you're suggesting, is saying that I'm chayiv for two letters. So if I write Aleph, Aleph, and that's all I intend to write, is that two letters or not?
Yeah. Maybe.
Not sure.
It depends.
Okay. This is very definitive. Yeah, maybe it depends. Good. We're getting there. I think you're thinking along the right lines. But let's just start with the Rambam, okay, because we just analyzed the Rambam. The Rambam developed an idea that if I write Aleph Aleph, and I intend to write more, then I'm Chayiv. That means, l'cha'ora, that for the Rambam, the Chiyuv is for writing a word, but we kind of fill in your das, that you intend to write a word, you started writing a word, it's as if you wrote the whole word. For the Rambam, the Chiyuv is for writing a word. Rashi might say that the chiyuv is for writing letters. Nachon? It's sort of what Michal was saying, I'm just flipping it. Which is my prerogative, I like doing that. So what Rashi would be saying is I'm chayiv for writing letters. Now, usually if I write two of the same letters, I'm not chayiv. If I write two letters that have meaning, two of the same letters that have meaning, then I am chayiv. But if I write two of the same letters that don't have meaning, usually I am not chayiv. Why not? Right, what difference does it make, according to Rashi, that if I intend to only write aleph aleph, then I'm chayiv? But if I intend to write more, I'm not chayiv for aleph aleph. Why not? If the chayiv is for writing letters, Aleph Aleph should count as letters. How come I'm not chayiv? I don't know if I'm being clear with my questions. Adina?
I have an answer to that, but I also have a clarification question. The Aleph Aleph don't have any meaning by themselves, so why would Rashi say then if he holds... If usually we say that two letters, two of the same letters, you're not chayiv.
Two of the same letters, I'm not chayiv, unless it's like tough tough, which is a word.
Right, so why would Rashi say Aleph Aleph?
That's our question.
You said that two letters have meaning.
So the answer is, but so two letters that have a meaning is chayiv. We could ask a question, is that a chayiv based on a word or is that a chayiv based on letters?
Right.
So it could be that there are two tracks of the chayiv. And I would argue maybe that two of the same letters is not considered two letters because it's just doing the same thing twice.
But that would be only if you hold that. The chiyuv is based on words.
It could be that the chiyuv is based on words or letters. So to be a word, it has to have meaning. To be a chiyuv of letters, it has to be two separate letters. If I write Aleph Zion, well, that's a word. If I write Aleph Samach, Aleph Samach, right?
Is,
huh?
They open or close.
So it seems to me as follows. What I'm trying to suggest is, according to the Rambam, the chiyuv is for writing words. Just we anticipate what I will write, like I saw from Miksas Shem HaMeforash. For Rashi, the chiyuv is based on writing letters. The only thing is that if I write letters on their own, I might not be chayiv, because it might not be miskayim. Here, let's look at a couple of Rashis together. Rashi in the Mishnah, Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol, Kuf Gemomer Aleph. Rashi writes, Ha'osel Hashmin Reb Yehuda, De'af Agav Shelo Nigmar Melachto, Sheneskaven Lichtov Teva Gedola, Bekosav Miktsas, V'osa miksas hav yateva ha-miskayim ha-makom acher chayiv. Right? In other words, I intend to write Shimon, I write Shem. It's not nigmar melachto. I'm intending to write a full word. Nonetheless, I'm chayiv, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it is a teva hamiskayemes. Meaning, it is something that will have standing, it will last, it will be written, it will remain that way. It is miskayem. Rashi, in a few other places, here, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi talks about Shem Mishimon. So Rashi writes, L'gabi Beganami Shnei Chutin, Ubenafa Shnei Batim, Shemekaimen Kain, then I'm going to be Chayiv. According to Rashi, I would argue that the Chiyuv is writing something that is Miskayim. Now, miskayim means it's going to last. Things will last. If it's a full word, it will last. If it's not a full word, it won't last.
What do you mean it will last?
What?
What do you mean by it will last?
It's like it's people, still if I write a full word, so Ms. Duma, I wanted to write a full word, and I'll leave it. But if I'm just scribbling, and I'm writing some meaningless letters, then I'm not at all going to be chayiv. Because it's eno miskayim. Because I don't intend to leave it that way. Since it doesn't convey meaning, presumably it won't be miskayim on its own.
But if you're only writing that letter, like you are intending for it to have some sort of meaning.
Good. Meaning.
Like, if it's not part of a bigger word, like you're intent, like.
So Rashi might hold. Like, no. Ready? Again, what we're trying to suggest is how come Rashi is the opposite of the Rambam? The Rambam says if I write Aleph, Aleph, and it's part of a bigger thing, I'm Chayiv. According to Rashi, if I write Aleph, Aleph, and it's part of a bigger thing, I'm Putter. But if I write Aleph, Aleph, and I want to leave it as Aleph, Aleph, then I'm Chayiv for Rashi. The answer might be Miskayim. If I write Aleph, Aleph, and I plan on leaving it as an Aleph Aleph, then it is Miskayim. Miskayim in the sense of, I did what I wanted to do, it's going to remain that way, it will stand Miskayim. But when I intend to do more for Rashi, then it's not Miskayim. It's not going to last on its own. Meaning to say, let me just finish two sentences. Meaning to say, Rashi and the Rambam are fundamentally disagreeing about what the chiyuv of two letters is. For the Rambam, the chiyuv is really that it conveys meaning. The only thing is I can anticipate meaning. But the chiyuv is, it conveys meaning. For Rashi, two letters is not based on conveying meaning. It's based on two letters. The only thing is I have another side halacha called miskayim. By the way, I could show like three other Rashis on Kif Gimel on the base. Rashi keeps on using this word, miskayim, miskayim, miskayim. What I am arguing is, according to Rashi, when the Chiddush of Rashi in the Mishnah is that if I intend to write Aleph Aleph and I write Aleph Aleph, then I'm chayiv because then it's miskayim. Usually, if I write Aleph Aleph, it's not miskayim. Now, it is. And the fact that I'll do more just shows that it's not miskayim according to Rashi. For the Rambam, right, in other words, for Rashi, the Chiyuv is based on writing letters. But the letters have to be Miskayim. And when I intend to do more, then it's not Miskayim. For the Rambam, the Chiyuv is out writing words. Right? What do they talk about in psychology? They have like this thing called Gestalt theory, which is that sometimes, like, based on a few clues, you could like fill it in. I think that's what the Rambam is saying. Right? The Rambam is saying that if I have some clues, I have two letters, and I can make out that I intend to write something more, I'm chayiv. Because according to the Rambam, it's about meaning, which is words. According to Rashi, it's about letters, but two letters might not be chayiv if they're not miskayim. If it's two letters that don't convey, right? If it's two letters that are just aleph aleph, it looks like scribbles. So the assumption is that you erase it, so I'm not going to be chayiv. But if my kavana is to write two letters, so then I am chayiv, then I am making it miskayim. I have the right to make something miskayim on my own. Now I could hear from you, Michal.
Okay, okay. You went on to say other examples that are Rashi and miskayim. I was just wondering if read the word miskayim, this is like a creative understanding of miskayim, and why can't we just understand Rashi on the Rambam's terms, but say that if you only intend to write two letters and those two letters convey meaning, rather than making it about Mitzchayim and...
Well, does Aleph Aleph convey in the meaning?
But we could just as creatively say, the meaning is that, meaning, right, Mitzchayim means that I don't intend to write anymore, and that's what it stands as, versus the meaning of the letters, I'm conveying what I wanted to get across. By writing two letters. It doesn't have objective meaning, maybe, but it means what I wanted it to mean.
I'm not sure if it could... Again, I don't know if Aleph Aleph ever has any meaning. Again, if it has some meaning, that might be like what Tosis speaks about on the top of Amid Bey's Nukrikon. If I write Aleph Aleph as like a... right, what did we gave an example like Esrogim are graded as Aleph Aleph. That was our example. That's like a Nukrikon. It refers to something else. I get an impression from Rashi in the Mishnah that Aleph Aleph is Chayiv, even though it doesn't stand for anything. Rashi just writes, I write two osios, I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? So I'd argue I'm chayiv in the case when the two osios are miskayim. Usually two osios might not be miskayim.
But do you ever see miskayim understood? Like, meaning...
Yes, you're saying something good.
Do you ever see in that context, when you think of something that's the word miskayim, it's like, okay, no. like Ksiva's miskayim, such that after Shabbos it's still less. Like, when do we
right, see? So usually miskayim means, will the ink last? Or, do you remember Inspector Gadget on TV, right? This letter will self-destruct. Mm-hmm. That's probably before your time, right? But you could look it up. You could Google Inspector Gadget. And he always had this thing... So eno miskayim usually means it won't last. Rashi is giving us a definition of miskayim, which when we learned miskayim a bit, we noted that the malach of kosher might have a different type of miskayim than anything else, which is, do I intend to leave it? Rashi is saying within kosev that the definition of miskayim is something akin to the miskayim by kosher.
Wouldn't it be more logical that it would be akin to
the Miskayim
by Ksiva? Which is...
Yes. I mean, this is... Again, I'm trying to make sense of a Rashi. I don't know.
Question.
Yes.
If you write something, it's two letters that does not convey meaning, fine. And then you erase it, you're not high for a mochek either.
Nachon. I just scribbled and I unscribbled. That's not kosev, it's not mochek.
But let's say, but if you did intend to do the two letters and then you erase the sun, it would be...
If I intended to leave it, if I write Aleph Aleph intending to leave it, and then I say, oh my gosh, that's just Mechal al Shabbos, and I go and I erase it, right? So then Adrav, then I'm chayv twice.
Right.
So mochek is about... the intention of the thing that's already written, not the intention for what will
future. Well, I mean, to be chayav for mochek, it has to be mochek amenas lichtov,
right.
But it also has to be that I'm mochek some sort of osios, right? I think so. Okay. Again, this is just a suggestion. I don't know. Let's go on in the Gemara.
If I have a question?
Yeah.
Sorry. And what becomes the difference between like Aleph Aleph and like meaning Shem Echad versus like Shem?
Okay, so now let's talk about that. Let's say I write two different letters that do not convey any meaning. Am I chayiv in that case?
Yeah. No.
Who says that? Who says yeah, who says no?
Rashi says yes.
Rashi
if
says... Where does Rashi say yes?
Is it in the Mishnah?
In the Mishnah. Kosev shtei osios, bein mishem echad, bein mishtei shemos, am chayiv. Rashi says the case of shtei shemos is I write in an aleph and a beis. Does that, that's a word.
Well,
what about if I write an aleph and a samach, which we said doesn't convey any meaning?
But do you think that Rashi was saying aleph bet to mean that it conveys meaning, or just because those are the two letters that are the first?
I'm not sure. It could be. It's just it's the two first letters in the alphabet. I think that.
You said like, I don't know, aleph something else.
So let me say it like this. The Meiri writes beferish that I'm chayiv if I write two different symbols, even though the symbols don't convey meaning. And l'cha'ora, it's hard to understand why, no? Because if the malacha of kosev is about writing a word, when I write two symbols that don't convey meaning, that's not a word. And if the malacha of kosev is about writing two letters, So if I write Aleph Aleph, let's assume I'm not Chayiv. How come I'm going to be Chayiv if I write Aleph Samach? If Aleph Aleph doesn't convey meaning and I'm not Chayiv.
Doesn't Meiri say you're also
Chayiv
for writing Aleph Aleph?
So Meiri says I'm also Chayiv for Aleph Aleph. However, there is a possibility out there. I'll say it like this. We could throw a possibility out there that I'm Chayiv if I write two different letters, even though I'm not Chayiv if I write the letter twice. The Rambam might hold this way. The Rambam in Perek Yudav Halacha Tes says if I write Shtei Osios, I'm Chayiv. But Os Kefula Pa'amayim, I'm only Chayiv if it is Shem Echad. Right? In other words, Aleph Aleph might not be Chayiv at all, according to the Rambam. We'll have to deal with our Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalev in a minute. So, what we have over here is as follows. We have Rashi, a Meiri, who say, Aleph, Aleph, I am Chayiv. We have the possibility that I am not Chayiv on Aleph, Aleph, but I am Chayiv on Aleph, Samach. And that seems to be what the Rambam holds in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes and Yud. And for that, we'd have to raise the question, why would it be? Because if I'm Chayiv for writing letters, so then Aleph Aleph is also two letters. Just because it's the same letter twice, why am I not, right? If I'm Chayiv for Aleph and Samach, so that's two letters, even though it's no meaning. Right? What's the pshat in that? Now, if this pshat is correct, for whatever the reason, so let's go back to the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalit. The Rambam writes, if my kavona is to write an entire letter, or to write a shtar, letter in the sense of, you know, like a letter, not a character in the alphabet, if I intend to write a letter, or a shtar, so don't say that you're not chayiv until you write an entire shtar, rather you're chayiv once you write shtei osios. It's entirely possible that the Rambam, when he says shtei osios, means only if it's two different characters, only if it's Aleph Samach, against what Rabbi Yisrael Zalman was suggesting. Now, if this is the pshat, so it would emerge as follows, that there are two tracks, there are two maslulim in the chiyuv of kosev. There's kosev that conveys meaning, which is called kosev of words. And then there's kosev of letters. If I do the same thing twice, that's not called kosev of letters. But if it's meaningful, then it's chayiv because of kosev of words. To be kosev of letters, it has to be two separate letters. If I do the same thing many times, so then I am not going to be chayiv.
Doesn't that ruin our whole
Yeah, so this would be a different approach in the Rambam. In other words, what we were saying until now was based on Rabbi Yisrael Zalman's take of the Rambam, that the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halach Yudalit is saying, I'm Chayiv for Aleph Aleph. It's entirely possible that the Rambam would say that you are never Chayiv for Aleph Aleph. It's against Rashi, but it's not against Rashi in the opposite Svara idea. It's against Rashi that the Rambam holds, I'm never chayiv for Aleph Aleph, because according to the Rambam, the chiyuv of kosev is only if I write words or letters. Aleph Aleph is not called letters. Rashi and the Rambam would be disagreeing about if I do the same thing twice, if I do Aleph Aleph, is that called kosev of letters? Now, I'm not sure why for the Rambam it would not be kosev of letters. I don't have a good svara, why not? But I think this is what would emerge based on. So effectively, what we have is two different ways of reading the Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalit. We're good. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm trying not to confuse people more than I'm already confused myself.
Can we just go over the second understanding of the Rambam again? Meaning.
Second understanding of the Rambam is that when the Rambam says, "If I intend to write an entire shtar and I write two letters, I'm chayiv." It doesn't mean if I write the same letter twice. the same letter twice, I am not chayiv. I'm only chayiv if it's two separate characters. There can be kosev of letters, of osios, but it has to be two separate characters. Or there's kosev of words.
Wait, does it still have to be part of a bigger word? Or
it doesn't have to be part of the bigger word at all. It doesn't convey any meaning. We're not saying our gestalt theory idea. I mean, I look at a shtar and it starts off Aleph Samach. I have no idea what that means. I can't make out what the future will be. But I'm still chayiv because I wrote two letters. I mean, this is the big question, whether Kosev is writing letters or Kosev is writing words. And there could potentially be a nafgamina if you, let's say, cut a birthday cake between the letters. Is that mochek? I'm not breaking a letter, but I'm breaking between letters, no?
What were you saying before you mentioned it? Like,
there's
mochek amnas
lechto. So mochek has to be chayef for mochek minatar has to be mochek amnas lechto. So it'll be, and there's a mochek midrabanan. Naniach shekein. Adina, it seemed like you have a question.
So according to this understanding, the Rambam thinks that Kosev just has both aspects of letters and...
There are two tracks, there are two maslulim within Kosev. Okay. That's correct. Good. Let's just talk. I think last time we read the Gemara, I made a mistake. You pick up in the Gemara, it's like in the second, third wide line. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon Yechayiv, for Aleph Aleph, Kevin de Ise Begalturi. By the way, Rashi over here quotes Galturi as being Latin, and it sounds like this is what the Catholics write in Latin, no? Isn't that what Rashi writes? Rashi de Masal, Kivan de Ise Begalturi? Kimeos uksavim shal machshefus, vishal shemos, shekorim beloshen Latin, shal minin, the Latin of the minin. Minin means early Christians. The Latin that the early Christians speak, call it clutrus. What does clutrus mean? No idea. Okay, so Rashi is quoting some Latin. You also get an impression from Rashi that these are not found in cameos of Jews. There's cameos of the Goyim, and that's where you have the Aleph Aleph, whatever that means. So the Gemara says, if I write Aleph Aleph, so according to Reb Shimon, maybe I'm chayiv, right? So then the Gemara asks, would that mean that Reb Shimon is a chumra? Don't we know that Reb Shimon is a kula? Because Reb Shimon says you have to be kodeach as kulo. And we asked a question when we read the Gemara last time. One second. Just because Reb Shimon is more mekel over there, why does he have to be more mekel over here, right? Didn't we ask this question when we read the Gemara? So unless I read the Gemara, I read it completely wrong. Because the Gemara is not only talking about l'molach of bon and makar patish, etc. It says kodeach, migareir, ma'abed, and tsar b'kli tzura koshahu. Tsar b'kli tzura is a molach of kosev, in the sense of making a picture. No? And tzura koshahu l'cha'ora means that if I make any tiny amount of the picture, according to the Tanakhama, I'm chayiv. According to Reb Shimon, I'm only chayiv when I make the entire picture. Now, pictures, by the way, are going to be chayiv even if you don't hold like Reb Yossi. Even if you do not hold that kosev is roshem, you can be chayiv for a picture because a picture is worth 1,000 words. Pictures convey a lot of meaning. Okay. One other brief point here in the Gemara, Megarer. What is Megarer exactly? So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says Megarer means you scrape down the klunasos. Klunasos are like pipes or oklofim, where I have parchment, and I rub it down, and it's a tolda of memachek, no? The Rambam, the Rashi says...
Is that like when you like, have wood, and you like,
it's like, I think it's something like sharpening a pencil. If I sharpen the pencil, Rashi says it's memachek, because I'm smoothing it out. All right, that's megarer. The Rambam writes that Megarer is Chayiv for Mechateich, no? The Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph. Right, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Hamegare Roshei Klunasos Shel Erez Chayev Mishum Mechateich. Mechateich means that I'm cutting it down to the point where it's usable. For Rashi, there's a chiyuv for making it smoother, for memachik. For the Rambam, the chiyuv is mechateich, effectively that I'm making it a usable pencil. No? Again, there might also be makir bepatish if I sharpen the pencil. But Rashi and the Rambam are disagreeing as to which other malacha you violate as well. Fine. Let's just read Reb Yossi in the Gemara. Or, actually, let's make one more point within Reb Shimon. Lemaskan of the Gemara, Reb Shimon is saying a kula. I would have thought that you're only chayiv if you write the entire pasuk. Kamash molon, that you're chayiv for writing a word. No? So the terms in Reb Shimon are pasuk and word. Go back to the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalad. What are the terms that the Rambam is using? I would have thought that you're chayiv if you write an entire shtar, kamashon that you're chayiv for writing letters. Right, so the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalad, the Rambam is saying something that seems to be directly parallel to this Reb Shimon, but all the terms are off, no? Reb Shimon speaks about, don't say it's a pasuk, kamash malan, it needs to be a word. A pasuk is much less than an entire shtar. An entire shtar is many psukim. An entire igeres is many psukim. The Rambam, right, makes it bigger in the don't think stage, but in the maskana stage, he makes it smaller, and that's already interesting. Adina.
Wait, how is Reb Shimon being more meekle if he says that you're not high?
In other words, the Gemara says, I would have thought that you're going. In other words, according to Reb Shimon Lemaisa, you have to write an entire word. Right. So that's going to be more mekel, right? I'm not chayav for writing letters. I'm only chayav for writing a word.
I thought he used pasuk versus word.
Again, what the Gemara is doing is it's reinterpreting Reb Shimon. The way we have Reb Shimon in the Braisa, it's that I would think that you're chayav. I think that you're only chayv if you write an entire word. Kamash malon, you're going to be chayv even if it's less than the word. Right? That's why we have it. The Gemara says, no, that can't be the pshat in Reb Shimon. Rather, the pshat in Reb Shimon is that you're only chayv if you write a full word, and we change the girsa in Reb Shimon to say, I would have thought that you're chayv if you write a complete word. I would have thought that you're only chayiv if you write a complete pasuk, kamashling that you are chayiv if you write a complete word, even though it's not a complete pasuk.
Why would you think
so? Why would I think that you're only chayiv if you write a complete pasuk? So again, Rashi uses some nosach over here based on the miskayim idea.
But word, if Rashi's even saying two letters, it could be miskayim.
But once I'm working within the sphere of miskayim, so then if I write a sentence, say, no, the sentence is going to last, no?
Like, oh, you're telling Chayav if you like write the whole book or the whole parsha.
That's what the Rambam gets to. In other words, for some reason, the ha'ar I'm making is exactly that point, right? Reb Shimon has a svara that you're only Chayav if you write an entire pasuk. Kamashwan, I'm even Chayav if I write an entire word. The Rambam uses the same type of idea, just in a different way.
He says words and letters.
The Rambam says, "I would have thought that I'm chayv if I write. I would have thought that I am only chayv if I write an entire shtar. Kamashlan am chayv when I write two letters. It's the same formula as Reb Shimon. It's just different terms." Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer. V'osa achas v'osa heina. Pa'omim shechayev achas al kulon, pa'omim shechayev al ko achas v'achas. This is a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra with respect to bringing a korban chatos, that the Torah writes, v'osa me achas me heina. And there are two extra terms in the pasuk. The Torah could have just said, v'osa mehena, right? Or Torah could have just said va'asa achas. So Reb Yossi is saying that there is two extra things in this pasuk. Va'asa achas va'asa hena pa'amim shechayiv achas al kulon pa'amim shechayiv al ko achas va'achas. What does that mean? What does chayiv mean in this context? Atara? Oh, that was just stretching. Yeah. I'm chayiv a korban sometimes, pa'amim shechayiv achas al kulon. Sometimes I'm chayiv a single korban chatos for violating all the malachos. Upa'amim shechayiv al ka'achas va'achas. And sometimes I'm chayiv a korban chatos for every malacha that I violate. Zot the Gemara. I'm Reb Yossi Reb Chanina, my time it's Reb Yossi. Achas me achas. Heina mehena, right? That means that the Torah could have said achas, and it says me'achas. The Torah could have said heina, it says mehena. That tells me achas shehi heina, vehena shehi achas. You could have one thing that is many, or many things that is one. Achas shimon, me'achas shem mishimon. Right? So I'm chayiv if I do me'achas, some of the big thing. Heina, avos. Mehena, todos. Right? He learns also that me'achas mehena means that this is the source that I'm chayiv on todos, on Shabbos. The Gemara Daf Ayin, I think we did this Gemara at one point, the Gemara Daf Ayin has three possibilities. How do you know that you're chayiv on... actually, well, let's hold it. The Gemara on Daf Mem Tes has different possibilities how you know that you're chayiv on toldos, no? And one of the sources is me'achas mehena, that means I'm chayiv on both avos and toldos. That's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara continues. Achas shehi heina, vehena shehi achas. Achas is Shimon, me achas shemi Shimon heina avos me heina todos. Achas shehi heina is zadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos. Heina shehi achas shigigas Shabbos v'zadon malachos. What is that, Sophia? You started to say it a minute ago. What's zadon Shabbos shigigas malachos or shigigas Shabbos zadon malachos?
There's like, you might have like forgotten that it was Shabbos, but know that everything was a malacha. And there's, you might not like, you might have forgotten it was a malacha, but you knew it was Shabbos.
So if I wake up in the morning and I think that it is Wednesday, and I start writing a letter and turning on lights and doing like a million malachos, how many times am I chayiv?
Reach malacha.
I wake up on Shabbos, I think it's Wednesday.
So you would only chayiv once?
Only chayiv once. Because there's one mistake, effectively. So I'm chayiv one carbon. But if I forget that I'm not allowed to write, and I'm not allowed to drive, and I'm not allowed to weave, right? Actually, weaving is a lot. But if I forget that I'm not allowed to do those things, so then I'm going to be chayiv three different times, 39 different times, whatever it is. So the idea that Rabbi Yossi is developing is that me'achas, me'hina, sometimes I'm going to be chayiv for shigigas malachos, and sometimes I'm going to be chayiv only one time, for example, shigigas Shabbos. Now what Rashi writes over here, we spoke about this briefly, Rashi writes in the Dimaras Chohena, Hena shi achas, shigigas Shabbos v'zadon malachos, she'af api shehin gufei malachos harbe, Einol chayev ala achas de chodesh gogehi. Rashi writes, even though they are gufei malachos. If you remember, we spoke about this when we did the sugya malacha miskayemes. There are two ways of conceptualizing how come I am chayev for 39 different malachos on Shabbos. One way is called shemos muchlakin, the other way is called gufin muchlakin. Right? Anyone want to fill me in on what this is? Chazar is very important. Adina.
I'm not sure if I remember, but I think gufos muchlakin is where it's different actions. So you do a bunch of different actions that are each different malachos versus shemos would be it's one action, but within the same action you're five in.
Not exactly. See, when we think about it in Shabbos, it gets a little more complicated. I can be chayiv five korban chatos for doing five different averos, no? I could eat chayiv and dam, right? And that's different averos. That's called shemos muchlakin. It's two separate shemos, two separate titles of averos. Gufin Muchlakin is the Gemara speaks about someone who's ba, if a man is ba al chamesh nashim nidos behelam achas, right? He's doing the same Aveira, but he's doing the Aveira with five different women, right? That's called Gufin Muchlakin. It's separate, I don't know any better way of, any better term than different objects, no? That's Gufin Muchlakin. Shemos Muchlakin are different titles. Different shemos of Isser. We spoke about in our youth whether the chiluk malachos on Shabbos is it fundamentally gufin muchlakin or shemos muchlakin. Meaning, when the Torah says lo sasa cho malacha, does that mean that the Torah is saying that there are 39 different definitions of the word malacha, but ultimately they are all called malacha? Or do I view it like Hashem is telling me with that word malacha? Malacha means lo sasa charisha, lo sasa ketzira, lo sasa osa shtei batei nirin. Right? And we pointed out the nafgamina might be how I give hasra'a on Shabbos, no? And we pointed out in the Sugya Miskayim that the nafgamina might be whether there's a different definition of miskayim by different malachos. That's the way we said it. Rashi over here, and this is a diuk that Rebbe Nachum Zemba had in the Rashi. Rashi holds that the chiluk malachos on Shabbos is gufin muchlakin. Rashi is saying it's not considered different shemos ha'iser. It's gufin muchlakin. It is separate gufin. It's like separate objects rather than being separate titles. That's what emerges from this Rashi. Again, the nafgaminas are conceptually what we spoke about last time. Hi, Elisheva. I didn't realize that like everyone calls you Chef. Like, I totally had no idea. Like, on Purim, Michal and Sophia came over to visit. And I asked, where are you going for Parm Suda? They said, we're going to Adina. I'm like, oh, so you're going to the Cohens? Like, Elisheva also? They're like, yeah, Adina and Chef. I'm like, I'm not... Whatever, it's like one of those miss moments. Yes.
Okay, so did we explain when we spoke about that a while ago? If you say the gufin muchlakin, how could you explain like the fact that only havara is explicitly mentioned, right? So like, but it still says
so havara. So havara might be a separate title, but the other 38, let's say, are all the same. But havara is megala. That I'm chayiv on, if I forget all the malachos, I could be chayiv 39 times on Shabbos. Everyone holds I'm going to be chayiv 39 chatos, potentially. Right? If I forget all the malachos, I'm chayiv. But the question is why is that true? Is it because of gufin muchlakin or because of shemos muchlakin? Hello.
Okay, can you just remind me why, if gufin muchlakin, that means that you'll be chayiv 39 times to do the same action 39 times.
I'm doing the same action called chilul Shabbos on 39 different objects.
And the object is?
The object is ketzira, techina. I mean, I don't have a better term than object, but The Maisa, it's a different Maasa. All the Maisim are called Chilul Shabbos. There's, right, there's no action that the Torah calls Katsira. There's an action that the Torah calls Chilul Shabbos, and there are 39 different quote-unquote objects or Maisim that are called Chilul Shabbos. But the title is one and the same.
Versus the other one, is there 39 different
titles, names, right? And the nafgamina, of course, is like what we spoke about, hasra'a, and different definitions, kayadua. Okay. Okay, just one point. I think maybe we'll break over here, just because it's getting late and it's not kedai to begin the next quarter. Is it okay if Wednesday night we have shir at 6 instead of at 7, just because the Reitz dinner is Wednesday night and I should probably go?
Yeah.
Is that okay? I mean, if you want, we can give shir at the Reitz dinner. See what happens.
I'm proud.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be a little late for this one.
Huh?
We didn't get the invitation.
So weird.
That's terrible.
Rachel gets all the Reitz
in a row. Rachel's grandfather became a great-great-grandfather this morning.
Yes. Not only boy, he's had a baby.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Your mom is holding.